Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Joseph Lindsley now. Normally in Lviv, but Joseph, we hear you're on the move there. What's happening?
I'm on the move, and it's good to. I'm glad I could speak with you live. I wasn't sure if that would be possible today. Good afternoon from Eastern Ukraine. I'm just on the edge of Donetsk, and I'm in an actually quite lovely roadside cafe and hotel with a beautiful garden. Very peaceful summer day. We were on a little mission this morning from my temporary base in the city of Dnipro. We drove to Donetsk. We were about the province of Donetsk, and we were about 10 miles from the city of Donetsk, which the Russians have occupied since 2014. So we're right near the front, and we were bringing supplies to soldiers, some tactical summer shoes, but we had to be very careful about our location, of course, given the war. And in fact, I found out recently that some of the soldiers to whom we delivered supplies recently, their depot was destroyed. The place where they gave us a meal and some hospitality, all that was destroyed. Fortunately, every single one of those soldiers survived. But we see here the situation is dire right now as we speak. There's the city of Lysychansk, which is just across the river from Severodonetsk. Severodonetsk is now totally in Russian hands. It has been for almost a week. Now, Lysychansk is the next target of the Russians, and they are trying to surround the city. Our driver, Ihor, who got us to where we are today, he was there fairly recently trying to evacuate civilians from there, but no one has been able to enter or exit the city in about 2 days, which means that they are low on humanitarian supplies and food, and the city is under constant shelling. So it really is, it's a nightmare situation there. I've been talking with friends, soldiers who are fighting in the region, and one of them sent me a text. He said, I said, is there any message you would like to get to Americans? And you know, the one thing that every Ukrainian is really thinking about today is that shopping mall in Kremenchuk that was attacked yesterday. I saw that mall, Bob, 2 weeks ago when we were driving through, and it was a place that would have been very busy on a weekday afternoon. A lot of women and children most likely were there, and absolutely decimated. I saw a video of some of the rescuers that were going through the smoke. You could hear the cries of the people. Just an absolutely heinous act. And so my friend who was fighting in the intense firefight today said he wants the world to remember that. And also that gratitude to the world for all the support, but especially the military support. And that's where the Ukrainians need, not old weapons. They need new and the best weapons, really. And what they really need is weapons that are long range so they can fire upon the Russians while not being within the zone where they can get hit. And so that's what they're calling for quite urgently, I would say.
You paint a very frightening picture of what's going on over there, Joseph. And I've been thinking about that attack on that shopping center in central Ukraine, the death toll up to at least 18 now. It has no military value. President Zelensky says it's one of the most disastrous terrorist attacks in European history. And you and I have talked about this before. It kind of gets moved off the front page. And we can't let that happen, can we?
No, we can't. I think, it's almost so hard to believe that, I think that it's hard to fathom that something could be that horrible. And then the Russian propaganda is trying to say it was a munitions depot. I was there, Bob. It's a grocery store and electronic stores. Just a normal, not fancy, very simple mall in a central Ukrainian city. And it's just an absolute, what my soldier friend said, I think Boris Johnson realizes this, that, a type of enemy that would do this, the world should realize that sorry for that door in the background, if Ukraine loses, the next targets are going to be Lithuania, Poland, Scandinavia, and even as we said yesterday, one of the Russian officials said, even London. So anyone that would commit such an atrocity is someone that can never be trusted in any type of negotiation.
That's why we can't forget what's going on over there. And it'll make you smile, Joseph, to hear a couple of messages from our listeners as we're giving away these Ukrainian flags. They're sending us pictures of how they're displaying them. I'm looking at one here from Beverly, who says, thank you, Bob, Joseph, and WGN. We will fly this flag in St. John, Indiana, with pride and prayers. And another from a recent winner, Marie, who sent a photo of the flag draped on the railing of her deck. And just a few minutes ago, Debbie from Malden, which is an hour north of Peoria, won today's Ukrainian flag. So we're with you. We're thinking about you over there.
Congratulations, Debbie, and thanks for that. And maybe a similar story from this side. When I was at one of the checkpoints today, I handed my passport to the soldiers, and the guy that took the passport was so happy to hold an American passport. Hmm. Just thrilled with joy, and I had never seen one before, I suppose. It's great to know that the Americans are waving the Ukrainian flag, and then to see how happy Ukrainians are to touch a piece of America here in this country.
Well, Joseph, please be careful. As you say, you're in the east there near the front, and not only is it dangerous there, but as we know now from this most recent attack in the shopping center in central Ukraine, no place is safe, is it?
No, we saw activity in the sky during our trip today. So it's, no place is safe in this country.
We'll look forward to talking with you tomorrow. Safe travels, Joseph.
Great. Thank you, Bob.